Sirius Lipid series is sponsored generously by the Saka family. Zocher Chastei Avos. We've been invoking the Schos Avos, the merit of our forefathers. Mevi Goel Levnei V'Neim. Hashem will bring the Geula. We spoke last night. Not the past Geula, nor is it a anticipation of the future, ultimate, complete Geula. And that's why it's in the present tense, Umevi Goel, that Hashem is bringing a Geula on a regular basis, every day that we wake up, every day that we survive, individually, collectively, as a people. It is an ongoing Geula. Geula, we said, is not binary. We're neither in a state of either redemption or of galus, of exile. But the process from exile to redemption is incremental. It develops, it takes time. And that's why we saw the Torah Tamima points out, it's wrong to say there are four lashonos of Geula. The language of the Yerushalmi is there are four Geulos. There are four units or periods of redemption because redemption is incremental. We left off, the Gemara Megillah wondered, why do we say the bracha of Geula? Why is it the seventh bracha? When the fact is Mashiach will not come till after the seventh year. In the seventh year, Bashvius, there are milchamos. And the Gemara answers, because milchama nami eschalta de geulahi. The Gemara uses a language some mistakenly dismiss as being the invention of the Modernish and the Tzionim. Eschalta de geula was invented in the 20th century. Eschalta de geula, that language, the beginning of the redemption, goes back to Chazal, to the Gemara itself, Megillah Yedzayin Amud Beis, that milchama nami, war, is the beginning of redemption. We don't welcome it, we don't want it, but when there is war, that is the beginning often of a process of redemption. The Gemara uses it to describe the seventh year. Therefore, even though it's war, is the beginning of Geula. That's why the bracha, Goel Yisrael, is the seventh bracha of the Amida. But this notion, this phrase, this expression, is used halachically as well. Mor v'Rabbi Reshechter, we had the privilege of hosting last Shabbos, in a Sefer Be'ikve Atzon, quotes two instances where Poskim quote lahalacha, the bitui, the expression, Aschalta de Geula. The first is the Nesivos. The Nesivos has a sefer called Megillah Starim, a sefer on Megillah's Esther, and he writes there, Perek Tes Pasuk Yates, his commentary in the Megillah, that you're allowed to establish a yontif that corresponds with Aschalta de Geula, the beginning of Geula, because Purim corresponds not with a time of peace and serenity, we were still in a state of galus. Why was it okay to establish a holiday even in a time of friction and tension? Because friction and tension, Milchamas Nami Aschalta de Geula. And some quote that, Yom Atzmaut, whether you celebrate it, you don't celebrate Yom Atzmaut, how could it be? I once took a group of teenagers, I think it was Rabbi Brody. I remember the tour guide on the bus leaving the airport asked the teenagers a question. He said, when did the War of Independence begin? Assumed a lot of our teenagers. What was the date? What was the year? Then he asked, when did the War of Independence end? And many said, a few weeks later, a few months later, 1948. And his answer was, it hasn't ended yet. It hasn't ended yet. Israel's still fighting. The UN just this week was established as a holiday, a day, Nakba, for others, on a day when a million Jews had to flee Arab countries and no recognition of it. Israel's still fighting for her right to exist. It hasn't ended yet. So how could you celebrate independence of Israel, Jewish sovereignty over the land, if we're still fighting and struggling to have it? Because Milchama Nami Eschalta de Geula. So that's number one, the Nesivos. Number two, never ever accused by anyone of being a Tzioni, a Zionist, is the Minchas Aluzer, the Munkach Rebbe. The Minchas Aluzer, Chelik Dal Tzimin Hei, Paskins Lahalacha, based on Chassam Sofer, that are you allowed to daven that a war end? Should you daven for a war to end? The war Ukraine-Russia, certainly we don't want anyone loss of life. Neither side has been particularly good to the Jews, but we don't want loss of innocent life. But should one include in their tefillos a prayer for a war to end? Sometimes when a war needs to resolve itself, a change or a transfer of power or territory, when there's something that will advance the experience of the redemption, to try to daven that it stop, that it end, is to try to stop the geula, the redemption that needs to result from it. The language of the Minchas Aluzer, the language of the Munkacher is, Ma'arichen es ha-galos, u'ma'akven es ha-geula. In your desperation for the war to end, the tefillah for the war to end, you are lengthening the exile and delaying the redemption. Sometimes it needs to happen because Milchama Nami is eschalta de geula. So that language, that's why u'mevi go'el of nevenei, mevi in the present tense, even though it's not binary. we're neither in a state of complete redemption, but we're also not in the state of complete exile. We have aschalta de geula. It can happen incrementally and in stages, just like there are four geulos, not lashonos, of geula. You see that in the word mevi itself. It's brought down by the Sfarim, which means I'm not sure who said it. That the word mevi goel of nevenayam, is Hashem redeeming us from four geulos. What are those four geulos? The mem is Mitzrayim. The beis is Bavel. The yud is Yavan, and the aleph will be Edom. Mevi goel of nevenayam, he is bringing the geula. Mitzrayim, Bavel, Yavan happened. Edom, this week's Parsha, Yaakov, Esav, has not yet happened. Please God, we will continue to experience it happening. That is the Mevi Goel Livnei Vineyim. The last thing that we have to address is, why do we end? He's Zocher Chasdei Avos, he invokes the Schus Avos. He's Mevi in the present tense. He's Zocher in the present tense, Mevi in the present tense. Goel, the ongoing incremental redemption. Every day that we're here, every day we survive, every day we persevere is a miracle. Livnei v'neim, first of all, why not livneim? Why not to the children of the Avos? Why b'nei b'neim? Why is it the next generation? And how does he do it? With what emotion? Bi'ahava. Why with love? Do we need the redemption to be with love? We just want to be redeemed. Just stop the anti-Semitism, save us, secure Israel, do it with love, do it with anger, however you do it. So why do we daven specifically that Hashem does it? How? Bi'ahava. What is the relevance of the word ahava there? We will pick up with Amir Tz Hashem next time.